Thank you for joining us on Sports Town Chicago. I'm Luke Steffen. Today here at the Glacier Ice Arena in Vernon Hills, we have the quarterfinals of the Chicago Wolves Cup. The first game tonight is the Bloomington Thunder against the Blackbirds, the Midwest Blackbirds. It should be an exciting game. Both these teams have had good seasons. They played better as the year has gone on, and now in the quarterfinals of the tournament, we're excited to see what they have in store for us tonight.
Absolutely, Luke. This is going to be a fun time. The Wolves Cup tournament is always a great time for the Nihil season. It's the culmination of a lot of hard work by the players, the coaches, the parents, fans, all along. They start the season out with the seeding rounds. And then once they do the seeding to determine what leagues your classification you're in, then you have the regular season play. And then you move on to the Wolves Cup tournament, which is where we are right now. So these two teams, along with the other teams that we're going to be broadcasting along the way. We got two more games here this evening.
Yes, following this.
And then we'll be in Wilmette tomorrow for a couple more games. So great to have some Wolves Cup tournament hockey here on SportsTownChicago.com.
The first thing that we've noticed is that periods are a little bit shorter than a typical hockey game.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
What are some other interesting rule changes that people should be aware of as they get ready to watch this game?
Yeah, well, sometimes you're going to see there's not the delay of game penalty like you would see in the NHL. So in case like a defenseman inadvertently flips the puck into the crowd from their own defensive zone, you're not going to see a delay of game penalty for something like that. So that's one thing to keep an eye on. There is checking, there is contact in this, although, you know, they try and keep it clean. And they're, at least from the games that we did last weekend in Mount Prospect, in Crestwood, you know, all the games, they're looking out for the safety of the players.
Sure,
so,
definitely.
You know, this isn't the NHL, this isn't college, so you're not going to see... If there are hits that can put another player in jeopardy, you're usually going to see a penalty associated with it and sometimes a misconduct penalty. And, you know, some fans or parents might think, that's a little bit tough, let them play. But, you know, again, at this age, it is about their development but also about their safety. So safety is always a big concern. So, but hopefully we don't have any of those situations today. It's a nice, clean game. You have checking and contact, that's fine. And just some great competition, so I'm looking forward to it.
Exactly, yes, for sure. So, just to give you a little bit of an idea, we've got the Blackhawks. They are in white jerseys with black shorts, and they have black numbers on the back. Bloomington, the Thunder, in blue jerseys, navy blue, with light green trim and white numbers. They are getting ready to drop the puck right now. It looks like Blumenshire for the Thunder, and we'll see. That's Aiden Blumenshire. The Blackbirds win the drop, and here we go. Underway in a neutral zone, sent into the Thunder end. There is Mitchell Murphy with it. Behind the net now, a battle for it. That's Connor Civic back there for it, as well as Jack Stokes for the Blackbirds. Cleared out to center ice by the Thunder. And now into the Blackbirds' end. Passed across. Here comes Connor Civic with it. Up and skating into Thunder end is John Bendy. Dropped off. Behind the net in the far corner. Bendy with it. Sends it along the near boards. There Bloomington's got it. Sent out at center ice. Here comes Mitchell Murphy into the Blackbirds' end. Fakes a shot and a glove save. Nice glove save there for the Blackbirds.
Yeah, nice save right out of the gate. And as you're a goalie, you want to get tested early, kind of get yourself going, get warmed up. So good opportunity there.
So faceoff in the near circle in the Blackbirds' end. Forrest with a shot there. Didn't go all the way through. Nice follow-up to put it on net, but a save. Shot, no, that hit the back of the net. The Thunder working hard to get it out front. It is sent along the near boards, and now cleared out. Skating down with it is number 56, Nate Aldering, for the Blackbirds. Behind the net, and still kept in. Nice job there by Donnelly. Trevor Donnelly for the Blackbirds, keeping it in. Battle, a big pile up right now along the boards. Who's going to come out with it? It looks like the Blackbirds. From the near corner, a centering pass intercepted, and now the Thunder try to escape, but Anderson keeps it in for the Blackbirds. That was Ethan Anderson keeping it in momentarily, now cleared out by the Thunder. And icing. So we'll have a faceoff back in the Thunder end, 11:09 to play in the first period. Still scoreless between the Bloomington Thunder and the Blackbirds.
Yeah, both teams just trying to get their bearings here, Luke, so we'll see how that all works down.
Joey Grewer in there for the faceoff for the Blackbirds. Centered and controlled by the Thunder. Outskate number 9 for the Thunder, Camden Swigart. Back behind the net, it looks like Jaden Turner with it. Centering pass, no! Nice save there by the Blackbirds. Kept in. And now along the far boards, who gets control of the puck? It is the Blackbirds skating it out. There's a pass intercepted at center ice. So an opportunity here. It is dumped into the far corner and controlled by the Blackbirds. Puck rolls around. There's a shot. Nice save there. Big save by the Blackbirds goalie. Kept in. Behind the net. Who's going to get to it? It is number 54. Luke Karras with it for Bloomington. Heifel keeps it in now along the near boards. Gruber battling with it to the middle. No, nice deflection there. Now along the far boards. And finally cleared out by the Blackbird defense. Not a lot of pressure there, and it's actually going to be icing. Icing on the Blackbirds. So at the 9:57 minute mark in the first period, we'll have a faceoff, this time in the Blackbirds end in the far circle.
All right, let's see how they do on this draw here. The Thunder, see if they can get a quick shot off the draw. They got the faceoff.
Blumenshire won that faceoff for the Thunder. There's a shot that goes wide, maybe a pass, but put towards the net anyway. That's what you've got to do. Murphy back there for the Thunder. In the far corner, centering pass, no! Aiden Blumenshire wasn't able to get his stick on that. Here come the Blackbirds, back across into Thunder territory. Bondi dumped it into the corner. Now Sivic with it. And his centering attempt controlled by the Thunder. They skate back out. Murphy with it. Murphy one-on-one has it poked away. Nice defense there. Controlled in the neutral zone by Alex Latsky for Bloomington. Coming off the bench to take it at center ice. It looked like perhaps Tennyson. Yes, it is Tennyson trying to get it for the Thunder. In the far corner. Skated out, centering pass, taken away. Forrest with it now from the blue line. Shot put towards the net. No save! And the rebound goes to the far boards. Now in the far corner. Number 52, Jack Stokes, a chance to clear for the Blackbirds. He's helped by some teammates as he falls to the ice. And the Thunder actually come up with a puck. Nice work there to keep it in.
Yeah, Thunder's been keeping the pressure inside the Blackbird zone.
That's
here for
Wesley
a good stretch.
Daisy that was able to keep the puck in there. And now finally the Blackbird's able to get it out. At center ice, pass knocked away by Ryan Edgerin for the Blackbirds. Sent back into the Thunder end, now skating back out. Skating with some speed here is number 15, Jared Motney. Daisy shot from the slot. No, that was a nice save there by the Blackbirds. Nolan controls it behind his net for Bloomington. Turned it over in the center. A slot, a shot. Nice defense there by the Thunder. They didn't let that shot get to the net. Now behind the net and sent out to the far side. Donnelly trying to corral it for the Blackbirds. And now it is 33, Carter Anderson with it. Anderson skating behind the net. Centering pass intercepted by Austin Heifel. And the Thunder get it out. At center ice, dumped back in. Again, the Thunder will have to recover. Nolan with it now. Nolan makes a move, gets around one of the Blackbirds. Kept in. Carter Anderson fires a shot towards the net. Save! Save there. And now Heifel skates it out, gives it off to Turner. Turner dumps it in. And it looks like behind the net and sent out. Anderson tried to get his stick on it, couldn't quite catch up to it. Now he does. He skates it out. Here comes Anderson through center ice into Bloomington Thunder's zone and cleared out by the Thunder. Anderson that time skated in a bit offside, so we'll have a faceoff in the neutral zone. In the neutral zone just outside the Thunder end. 6:49 to play in the first period. Still scoreless here.
The Blackbirds looks like they're finally starting to get some zone time there. Not sustained, but at least they're getting the puck outside of their own zone and building up a little pressure.
Faceoff goes all the way to the Thunder bench. There, Murphy, Mitchell Murphy battling for it. He has it taken away and into Thunder territory. Shot and a big save. Nice job to get down on the ice there. Corral that and freeze it for the Thunder goalie. Big save there. So the faceoff will be in the far circle in the Thunder end. 6:35 to play. This time the Thunder get it off of that faceoff. Breaking away is Murphy. Oh, nice job by the defense there to stop his rush. Now one on three here. Shot first knocked away by a defender. Then nice job to stay with it by Aiden Conchar. But his second shot was saved. Now out come the Thunder. Controlled by Anderson, Ethan Anderson for the Blackbirds. Near his own blue line. Skating in, putting a shot on net, and a nice save there. Owen Reisers took the shot. It didn't go in front of the net. The rebound ultimately goes out near the near blue line here. Battle along the boards. Let's see who comes up with it. And they're going to say offsides. That pileup was right near the blue line. Eventually it skated past the blue line, and everyone skated back in before the zone had been fully cleared. So we'll have a reset in the neutral zone. 5:45 to play in the first period.
Well, pretty tight competitive game so far, Luke. Again, each team trying to feel their way through. A couple shots on each end, but nothing of significance so far.
There is a shot that's deflected. Jared Motney tried to get that one on goal, deflected by the Blackbird defense. Captain here, Charlie Nolan. Nice job to keep that in. The shot, a big save there. 5:20 to play now along the near boards. They come up with it. Centering pass, shot, no, just wide. Stay with it, a centering pass again. This time the defense able to break it up and force the puck to the far boards. And out. That's Jack Stokes trying to get it out. Helped by Ryan Edgerin. At center ice, back come the Thunder. Sent in. And eventually it looks like the Blackbirds will control it. They do. Now here comes Bondi for the Blackbirds. His shot was going towards the net, knocked away by a group effort, a collective effort by the Thunder there to prevent that shot from getting on net. And back they come.
Yeah, some good clean contact to interrupt the offensive play there by the Blackbirds. Before that, it was a nice move at the blue line to get around a defender there, but then he was converged upon.
The puck now at center ice. It looks like McDermott trying to control it for the Thunder. He gives it up. That's Donnelly battling with him at center ice for the Blackbirds. Anderson with it. 33 Carter Anderson. Shot, no. We're under 4 minutes to play in the first period. Back and forth so far. Neither team able to dent the other team's net yet, though. 0-0 so far. Now, here comes number 9, Camden Swigert. He has it taken away. And again, it's Carter Anderson for the Blackbirds. Anderson centers. No, it just goes behind the net there. Took a little bit of a funny hop on the ice. Anderson from behind the net. Shot. Goal! Goal for Carter Anderson. He tucked it in from behind the net. The near post caught the goalie unaware. And the Blackbirds strike first. They lead 1-0 with 3:29 to play in the first period.
Yeah, the Blackbirds did a nice job there of changing direction. They whipped the puck behind the net. It was going into the far corner. Then it was pushed back to the near corner. And he came right, just like you said, wrapped around the corner there, caught a hole.
Yes.
Goalie wasn't looking.
Yes. Tucked it in just before the goalie could get the skate to cover that post.
Yeah, I shouldn't say he wasn't looking. He just couldn't get there in time to close the gap. 1-0 Blackbirds.
Gruber now with it. Gruber centering pass for the Blackbirds. And good defense there by the Thunder to prevent that shot from getting on net. Now Nolan behind his own net. Nolan, oh, unfortunate there. The referee skate got in the way of that clearing effort for the Thunder. Nice hard work there. They get it out. Now Murphy a chance. One-on-one. Big shot. But Anderson, Ethan Anderson, gets his body in front of that. His leg, his skate stopped that shot from going through. Heifel a shot from the blue line. Save in front of the net. And frozen. Nice comeback there from the Thunder after falling behind to try to get themselves back in the game. It is 1-0 Blackbirds, 2:45 to play in the first period. The faceoff will be in the Blackbirds' end. The near circle in the Blackbirds' end. Alex Latsky will take the faceoff for the Bloomington Thunder here.
The lights!
Dumped into the near corner. And let's see who comes up with it. Working hard for it. Goal! Murphy. That is Mitchell Murphy with the goal. Wow. What a nice shot there. He fired it from the near boards. It may have taken a funny hop on the goalie for the Blackbirds. And snuck in to even it at a goal apiece with 2:36 to play in the first period. Mitchell Murphy with the goal for the Thunder.
Well, we're all back up even here at one apiece, Luke. And, so it's good to have that battle.
Sorry about that. You guys going to turn them off when you're done with them?
And after the faceoff, it's dumped into the Blackbird end. Control there. Nice pad save there. The Thunder stay with it, though. Tennyson dumps it in behind the net. Center knocked down. Tennyson again battling for it. Trying to clear it are the Blackbirds. And they do. Here comes Ryan Edgerin with it for the Blackbirds. With a little bit of speed, tries to wrap around again. This time they're ready for it. Shot, no. Big save. Woo. Big save with a minute 45 to play in the period.
I remember that opportunity there for the Blackbirds.
Puck lost at center ice. Both teams battling for it. Now the Blackbirds come up with it. It is Brandon Wilczewski with it. Now Bondy with it. Dumps it in. John Bondy sends it into the Thunder end. They'll collect. Not a lot of pressure right now. They should be able to skate it out, and they do. At center ice, the Blackbirds get control of the puck. It's the dangerous Carter Anderson. Shot knocked away. He follows it up, though, and its shot goes into the net. Shot
netting.
Went a
netting.
Little bit high and just into the netting. Yes.
Netting. Yes.
Netting.
So make sure
yes.
We clarify.
Yes.
Some excited fans here.
Yes. It's an exciting game, 1-1. Both teams have had their chances.
They definitely have. It's been good. You know, again, the ice was tilted into the Blackbirds end the start of the game. Then the Blackbirds were able to get some momentum here, and then the Thunder able to tie it up. So good to see a good back-and-forth game.
Luke Karras now chasing the puck into the Blackbird end for Bloomington. Puck is behind the net. It's controlled by Ethan Anderson. And now, out. Here comes Carter Anderson. Carter Anderson's pass. And center, no. Big save. Big save there. And the referee stops play. Stop play at the 31-second mark. And they'll bring it out to the neutral zone. Yeah. Donnelly controls it for the Blackbirds, brings it into the Thunder end, but he's repelled by the Thunder defense. 20 seconds to play in the first period. Donnelly back in, fires a shot. Nice save by the Bloomington goalie there. Puck is in the near corners, escapes free, and sent out. Sent clear by Latsky for Bloomington. 4 seconds to play in the period. Will the Thunder get a shot off? They do. It just trickles wide, and that's the end of the first period. We are tied. The Bloomington Thunder won. The Blackbirds won after one period here in this first quarterfinal game of the Wolves Cup Tournament. The NIHL is proud to present this tournament. You're listening to Chicagoland Sports Radio, powered by the Illinois
Sportstown.
Sportstown Chicago. Sportstown Chicago, powered by Illinois Media School. The Northern Illinois Hockey League, NIHL, is the largest youth hockey league in Illinois and the second largest in the country. It is made up of 42 travel hockey organizations. Almost all the clubs are from Illinois, with a few from Indiana, Missouri, and Wisconsin. In this 48th season of play, the Northern Illinois Hockey League numbers 340 teams across all its playing divisions. The NIHL member organizations field Tier 2 travel teams that compete in the Squirt, Peewee, Bantam, and Midget age groups defined by USA Hockey. The league also offers all-girls hockey divisions each season. NIHL partners with the Chicago Wolves to hold the Wolves Cup Championship Tournament at the conclusion of each season. For more information about NIHL and its programs, please contact Bob Apter, NIHL president, at www.nihl.info. The Chicago Wolves are proud to support the Northern Illinois Hockey League and their Academic Excellence Award program. This program rewards the players in NIHL who are straight-A students in grade school and middle school and honor all and honor roll students in high school. And we're back for the second period. A 1-1 score right now between the Blackbirds and the Bloomington Thunder. After that faceoff, it goes into the Blackbirds' end. Sent out towards center ice. McDermott there for the Thunder, knocked away, and here comes Gruber for the Blackbirds. In the far corner. Now a centering attempt. It is eventually controlled by Conchar for the Blackbirds. Conchar makes a move looking for a shot or a centering pass. Nice effort on the centering pass there. No one able to get their stick on it, though, and it is cleared by the Thunder. At center ice, taken back away. Conchar looking to keep it in for the Blackbirds. Ethan Anderson shot wide. And now, from the slot, an opportunity. Big defensive effort there to knock that shot down. Lively keeps it in for the Blackbirds. That shot hit Forrest for the Thunder. Still battling for it in the far corner. Now centered back out. An opportunity, a shot. No, that's wide. The Thunder trying to clear it out, and they do. Montney chases it down. Now Daisy at center ice. The Blackbirds working it back into the Thunder end, and they do. That actually hit a Blackbird as he was trying to get off the ice.
Yeah, that could have been close to too many men on the ice. We had a penalty like that called during last week's game.
Bondi, oh, a shot, a rifle shot, and a big save there. That hit the pad of the goalie for the Thunder, and he was able to come up with the save. Now out come the Thunder. It is Daisy with it. Daisy, number 65, his shot, a pad save there. And kept in. Daisy tried to get it. Swigart keeps it in for Bloomington now. Cleared out. Nolan corrals it just inside the neutral zone. Swigart in front of his own bench. Nice effort. Gets it in. Overpowering Sivak for the Blackbirds. Behind the net. A light check there. There's enough Blackbirds there that they look like they're able to get the puck out, and they do. Into Thunder end. Heifel there. Heifel's attempt to clear. Kept in by Edgren for the Blackbirds.
Ooh.
Behind the net. We've got a player down.
Yeah, I think that puck almost slipped between the goal, or was about to.
Yes,
really had to contort
that.
His body to fall on that. So do we have a net on both sides here?
Yes.
Who are our goaltenders today?
You know, it's number 11, Kason Yamada for the Bloomington Thunder. And as soon as the Blackbird goalie.
Number one.
That's Zach Suzmiski for
the Blackbirds. All right. Let's make sure we give shout-outs when they're making saves.
Yes. Nolan behind the net for Bloomington. And Carter Anderson working for it there for the Blackbirds. Donnelly as well. And Swigart. Swigart gets it out for the Thunder. Skated around. Shot, no. Yamada save there, no. Big save by Yamada there for the Thunder. Ethan Anderson keeps it in for the Blackbirds.
That was bound to happen at least once.
Yes. That logo, it's got a look like the Blackhawk logo as well, with the feathers instead of the Indian face, though it is a Blackbird face. Donnelly with it now in his end. Sends it out. It skates just over Forrest's stick there. Bounces into his end. Controlled there and sent back into the Blackbird end by Swigart. The Thunder now look to put a little bit of pressure on at the 9-minute mark here of the second period. Still tied at 1-1, Sportstown Chicago, powered by the Illinois Media School. That might have hit the referee as well as the Thunder tried to clear it. They do eventually get it out. Now Donnelly skates it back in for the Blackbirds, but he skated it in offside.
Wow, I'm not sure about that.
That was questionable.
Oh, well. Yeah, I thought he got in there, and that seemed to be a late call as well.
The referee was there, but it was definitely could have gone either way. Gruber will take this draw against Blumenschein for the Thunder. Murphy with it near center ice. Mitchell Murphy. Now Lively in the Blackbird end. Out to center ice. And the puck winds up behind the net. 98, Gruber working for it there. And trying to skate it out are the Thunder. They do, but poked away there. Nice job by Lively for the Blackbirds. Forrest is back for the Thunder. Can he get to the puck in time? He's helped out by his teammate, Alex Latsky. Nice effort by the Blackbirds to keep it in. Lively with it along the near boards. Kicked away there. Murphy gave chase originally, but sees that Sivak's going to get to it for the Blackbirds. Sivak sends it all the way around the boards and in front of the Thunder bench. Now the Thunder keep it in. Put a shot towards the net, but Zach Zumiski is there for the Blackbirds. No trouble there. Kept in there by Highfill for the Thunder. Now cleared out. Nolan corrals it for the Thunder to Highfill. Pass is intercepted there. Dumped in behind the net. Lively with it for the Blackbirds. Under 7 minutes to play in the second period. Nolan keeps it in. Nolan, a shot. Nice defensive effort there. That was Connor Sivak getting his skate on it. Saved his goalie some work there. Behind the net. Centered, actually, behind the net. Nolan able to get his stick on it for the Thunder. But it goes wide. Daisy may have an opportunity here. Daisy shot. Nice. Say got his elbow on it. Did Zach Zumiski for the Blackbirds. In front of the net. Can they get a shot off? Well, not before it gets to the near boards. And now Daisy. Oh, Sivak again got his body in front of that. This time Zumiski with the big pad save. The puck is still loose in front of the net. Shot! Rebound goal! Nice, nice second, third effort. How many other efforts it takes. That's Jared Motney with the goal for the Bloomington Thunder. He puts the Thunder in front 2-1 with 6:05 to play in the second period.
Boy, I thought for a minute there the Blackbirds were going to get out of that jam there. They had that puck to the left side of the post, left post, and they weren't able to get it in on that time.
There was some good effort by Zach Zumiski at the start of that possession, but just stick-to-itiveness by Jared Motney, and he was able to get it in. Nice effort by both teams so far.
Right place, right time.
Forrest with it off of that faceoff for the Thunder. They have a 2-1 lead here. Up to Swigert. Swigert powers it into the Blackbird end. Control there. And behind their net, the Blackbirds looking to clear. And they cross in front of their net, but they do get it to one of their most dangerous players, Carter Anderson. Now it's back in the Thunder territory. The Thunder, a nice job repelling that threat. Donnelly looking to set things up again. A shot from the slot. No! Big save there by Kason Yamada.
Oh!
In front of the net, an opportunity. Yamada couldn't get the glove on it. The Blackbirds weren't able to get their stick on it either, though. It sort of was hopping around in front of the net there. A dangerous chance and icing there. The Thunder needed to get that puck out after that effort by the Blackbirds. They do, but the Blackbirds a chance to even it up again.
Yeah,
down 2-1.
They were right on the doorstep on that one, Luke. Just weren't able to get it in there. And then that puck flipped up in the air the last minute, but then out of harm's way for the Thunder.
Now the Thunder's getting it out after that faceoff. Murphy dumps it into the corner, collides with Ethan Anderson. Both players back up on their feet. In the far corner, they're battling for it. And it's going to be skated out. Centering pass, and that's Nate Aldering knocked down for the Blackhawks. It's in right.
Oh!
Goal! It took a funny hop there and went in. Carter Anderson, I think, has evened this one up at the 4:35 mark of the second period. He certainly was the first to celebrate anyway. It took a funny hop over Kason Yamada's stick. The shot came from the far circle there.
Yeah, that was caught him off guard a little bit there, but now we're all knotted up at 4:35 to play, like you say, Luke. So we definitely got a ball game on our hands.
The faceoff goes into the Thunder end. The referees stop play.
Looks like icing.
Icing, yes. Both teams have scored a goal in each of the periods so far. We're tied at 2. It looks like we're going to see Reese Tennyson getting an opportunity to win the faceoff in the Blackbirds' end in the near circle there. He does. Can the Blackbirds get a shot off? Skating with it is Heifel along the near boards behind the net. And Daisy couldn't quite fire it towards the net there. He had his stick on it. Good effort by the Blackbirds to not let him feel comfortable enough to get that shot off. Heifel back. Heifel's clear is kept in. Nice, nice. Daisy able to get back and help out his defense there. Clears it out.
That was an example kind of opposite of what I told you before the game, Luke, where most times the players will lay back when they think the puck's coming out. That was a good job by Mayward there of jumping in to pinch in from the far point to keep that puck in, even though it came right back out.
Nolan skips a shot towards the net from the blue line, and Zach Zumiski handles a difficult bouncing puck very professionally there. That was not an easy shot to handle as it skipped across the ice. Now the Blackbirds break out. 1-on-2, but he's okay with it. A shot. Nice, nice. Got his elbow and stick on it there, did Kason Yamada for the Thunder. kept in. Bondi with it now for the Blackbirds. Centered, hits the stick of Yamada. It's in front of his net. Can Yamada get on it? Goal.
Yeah.
Goal.
Well, let's see. They call it?
They're celebrating. It looked like at first he may have called it.
I'm not sure they called it a goal. We'll see.
Well, now it's up on the scoreboard. A goal there. It's a 3-2 lead for the Blackbirds at the 3:03 mark in the second period. The puck bouncing in front of the net there. Yamada not able to quite get to it because of all that traffic. The Blackbirds able to take advantage. They punch it in, and they have the lead at 3-2 now. Lots of sticks there. Tough to get a read on it if you're the goalie.
Yeah, it was a lot of traffic for sure.
Bondi shot wide. The Blackbirds, another centering attempt there. Yamada with a save behind the net now. Centered again. Goal!
I think that was number 69 on that one, Luke.
That's number 69, John Bondi, who's been working hard in this period. He pushes the Blackbird lead to 4-2. 2:39 to play in the second period.
Boy, a couple quick goals there for the Blackbirds, and they're up 4-2. Still 2:39 to play here in the second period, but let's see if the Thunder can regroup. Looks like they're going to call a timeout.
They're taking a timeout here. It's been back and forth, and as we've seen now, the Blackbirds have gotten traffic in front of the net as the puck's been bouncing around. Good second, third efforts to stick with it and put it in.
Yeah, the persistence has been there. And all the other thing I've noticed is they've had traffic at the net too. You know, so it's one of the things that the goalie, not only does he have to concentrate on the puck, but then he's looking over and seeing, all right, I got all these other legs and sticks and everything in front of me. And next thing you know, the puck's on net, and it goes between the wickets on that last goal by Bondi.
When Bloomington's had the puck and when they've been on offense, it seems like their focus has been to get the puck behind the net and then try to wrap it around and maybe catch the goalie off guard as to which side they're going to try to take the shot from. And it's worked for them. They've got a couple goals on the board right now as well. It's been a competitive game so far. 2:40 to play in the second period. We still got a long time to go before this one's decided.
Exactly. You're right. You know, it's a long way to go on this one. And Thunder can't get discouraged here. They just have to keep pressing along.
Aiden Blumenschein will take the faceoff for the Thunder. He's against Trevor Donnelly for the Blackbirds. Important for the Thunder to get some offense going now. They do get it into the Blackbird end. Handled there by Zach Zumiski. Murphy battling with it. Nolan now dumps it back in for the Thunder. Centering pass. And cleared by Anderson. Ethan Anderson cleared it for the Blackbirds. Sent back in. Ethan Anderson chases it down behind his net. Good effort there by the Thunder. They look like they may have him hemmed in there. That's Blumenschein, Aiden Blumenschein, and Letsky, Alex Letsky for the Thunder, keeping the puck in. Nice pressure there. Now Donnelly breaking out. Trevor Donnelly with it for the Blackbirds. Donnelly has his pass intercepted, and back come the Thunder. They might have a chance here. Murphy with it. Murphy by himself. Can he get a shot? Carter Anderson, nice defense there. Puck on the near side there. Still in danger for the Blackbirds.
See if they can get it to the point to Nolan.
Oh, Murphy had a shot there, knocked away. Nice effort by the Thunder. They've kept it in. Blumenschein trying to chase it down right now. Nolan out near the blue line. And the Blackbirds clear, but at center ice, it skated in offsides. Offsides at the 1:06 mark here in the second period.
What a battle, Luke.
It's gone back and forth. Just when it looked like the Blackbirds had momentum, you saw the Thunder really make a push, and now they've had some shots on goal.
Yeah, now the key for them is to sustain it in the Blackbird zone. Blackbird's done a good job of transitioning so far today.
Speaking of transitioning, here they come right now. That's Owen Reisers with it. Centering pass, no, knocked away by the Thunder. Daisy with it. Daisy gets it out of his end for the Thunder. We might have, well, one on two right now, and it's controlled by the Blackbirds behind their net, pushed towards the net, and it's Zach Zumiski that saves it for the Blackbirds. 27.4 seconds to play in the period. 4-2 Blackbirds, but an opportunity for the Bloomington Thunder to get a little bit closer.
Yeah, if they can win this draw, that'd be ideal. And they do.
Daisy back to McDermott. McDermott's shot knocked down. McDermott dumps it back in. He was just in the neutral zone, so the Thunder have to check up before they can get after the puck. They do. McDermott chasing it down now in the neutral zone. Dumps it back towards center ice. Daisy tries to get it for the Thunder. Conchar gets his stick on it, directs it towards the Thunder end, and that'll do it for the second period. A competitive second period as well. The Blackbirds put some pucks in the net, a few more than the Thunder. They have a 4-2 lead as we head to the third period here in the Wolves Cup at Glacier Ice Arena in Vernon Hills. The Northern Illinois Hockey League is the largest youth hockey league in Illinois and the second largest in the country. It is made up of 42. Okay. We will be broadcasting the NIHL Wolves Cup tournament games from the Bantam Gold A, Gold B, Silver, and Girls 14U tournament sites. Keep your eye on the NIHL.info website and the NIHL Facebook and Twitter accounts for upcoming broadcasts of NIHL Bantam Wolves Cup tournament games. If you are interested in sponsorship opportunities available on the NIHL Game of the Week broadcasts, please call Peter Ferrari at the Illinois Media School, 630-916-1700.
I know that guy.
Yes, yes, we do. Good luck to all the teams competing in the end-of-season NIHL Wolves Cup tournament taking place now through March 5th. Chicago Wolves home games. Hockey fans, catch the Chicago Wolves at home on Sunday, February 26th. That's tomorrow versus the Iowa Wild. Saturday, March 1st versus the Cleveland Monsters. Or Sunday, March 5th versus the Manitoba Moose. Don't miss the live AHL action. For tickets or any youth hockey info you need, call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Of course, tomorrow, Sunday, February 26th, we have games, you said, in Wilmette. So
we'll be in Wilmette.
We
so
hope you come and
if
see
you're not
us,
going
but
to
if
the
you
Wolves
can't
game,
see us, yes, watch. The Wolves also have games.
Watch on sportstownchicago.com.
Yes.
That's right, Luke. And we want to thank everyone who's joining us on sportstownchicago.com for the NIHL Wolves Cup Tournament games. We started last weekend, and now we're into our second weekend here. Two more games from the Glacier Ice Arena today, and two in Wilmette tomorrow afternoon. Oh!
There was an opportunity right in front of the net there. Just missed. And now the Thunder still working to keep it in. It is taken back by the Blackbirds, skating it in with some speed here. Centering pass knocked away by Nolan for the Thunder. Swigert in front of his bench, battling for the puck. Eventually knocked back in behind the Thunder net. Nolan this time will come along the near boards, shoots it out. And at center ice, collision going for the puck. Turner knocked down. The Blackbirds skated in. Good defense there. Clears it out. Maybe. Now, yes, clear it out. Cleared out by Highfield. Donnelly, good effort keeping it, getting it in for the Blackbirds. Donnelly skates it in himself. Shot. No. Carter Anderson with it. Carter Anderson makes a move to the front of the net. Couldn't get the shot off. Went behind the net. Centered it, and it goes to center ice. Maynard with it now for the Blackbirds. Cole Maynard dumped in, and icing at the 11:30 mark of the third period. It's a 4-2 Blackbird lead on the Bloomington Thunder, but the Bloomington Thunder will have a chance. The faceoff will come to the far side. Bully Zach Zumiski has to be ready for this potential opportunity. It is controlled by the Blackbirds. That's Nate Eldering with it, along with Donnelly in the Thunder end, trying to center. And Alex Latsky back for the Thunder. Forrest stops the puck from getting to his own end in front of the goal. Now Carter Anderson, no, knocked away. Big defense there. How about that for Mitchell Murphy? Saved his goalie, Kaysen Yamada, from having to make a tough save there from point blank. Now Donnelly, and Donnelly, a shot from the blue line goes wide.
He's been pretty noticeable here in this third period.
Shot from the slot, and Kaysen Yamada swallows that up. No way is Yamada letting this one get any more of a deficit than it already is.
Good job by Yamada to get that puck on the net. And Yamada with the save.
That's Nate Eletting that took that shot for the Blackbirds. And yes, Kaysen Yamada, a nice save, swallowed up in his body and froze it after the faceoff from the far circle in the Thunder end. We had some efforts to get it towards the center, but the Thunder break out with it. It hits off of the skate of Ethan Anderson and goes behind the net. Anderson with a nice check there. Heifel shot from the blue line, no. Controlled at center ice, sent back in. Let's see if Tennyson can get to it for the Thunder. No, before he can get to it, it's sent along the far boards. The Thunder have an opportunity here, put towards the net, but Ethan Anderson there to prevent it from getting all the way to Zach Zumiski. Now along the far boards, we're starting to get a bit of a pile up there. Who will come out with it? It goes behind the net. Tennyson there for the Thunder. Tennyson.
Nice spin move.
Yeah, spins back to the near corner here, looking for an opportunity. Oh, a big check there.
Good check. And lively. A lively check.
Yes. Now the Blackbirds with the counter. Shot, no. Clear to center ice. Wilczewski is hit by
Motney,
yes.
Motney.
Wanted to make sure I had the pronunciation right on that. Another chance perhaps for the Thunder here. Turner sends it in towards the net, controlled by Maynard for the Blackbirds. Now it's center ice. It's Forrest with it for the Thunder. Dumped into the Thunder end. Chasing that one down is Stokes for the Blackbirds. Now Luke Karras, an opportunity. Oh, good defense there. He was corralled by a couple of Blackbirds defenders. Maynard for sure was one of them, yes. Back come the Blackbirds with some speed here. A breakaway and goal.
Wow.
Wow, Ryan Edgerin with some speed. We've seen that in the game. He broke free, made some nice moves, and fired it past the goalie. It's now a 3-goal Blackbird lead. Wow, real skill there shown by Ryan Edgerin for the Blackbirds.
Yeah, that's the proverbial shot out of a cannon, Luke.
Yes. And some nifty stick handling to go with that speed. Really, really impressive there.
Well,
5-2 Blackbirds.
Yeah, that's a big, big lead now. Yeah, even though there's still time, that's a huge deficit for the Thunder to make up here. Let's see if they can pressure.
Murphy, a shot from the slot.
Oh,
it goes in. It just snuck between the pads of Zach Zumiski.
How about that?
Still 8:06 to play in the third period. First opportunity the Thunder have. They creep closer. It's now 5-3. That's Mitchell Murphy drawing the Thunder close.
So now all of a sudden it's goalies under siege here, Luke. So they're going to have to look out. Bloomington's going to be shooting a
lot. Yeah, both teams just keep taking shots and see what happens. 8 goals so far in this game. Donnelly tried to make a move, knocked away, and now Alex Latsky with it. Alex Latsky, center shot! And Zumiski with the save this time. It was a bit more elevated than that first shot, and Zumiski was able to cradle it in his body to prevent that one from going in. Faceoff will come in the near circle for the Blackbirds. Reese Tennyson will take it for the Thunder. And shot from the slot goes wide. That was Heifel that took that shot. Now behind the net. Let's see who can get to it. It's into the near corner, actually, at this point. Sent back along to the far corner. They know that Carter Anderson's on that side, and Carter Anderson, three on one. He's got Donnelly with him as well as Eldering. Donnelly and Eldering. Wow! They tip it in just past Case and Yamada.
Eldering.
Both Allerding and Donnelly were there, but it looked like Allerding got the shot on it.
Yeah, Allerding got that one in the net there as, again, the three-on-one came to fruition. He was right along, put it along the left post there and in.
So it's back to a 3-goal lead for the Blackbirds, 6-3, but 7:29 to play. That's plenty of time for goals to be scored. Donnelly skates in with it, puts it towards the net, save. It's loose still, and Yamada gets to it. Yamada freezes the puck.
Well, did you have 10 goals in the over for this game, Luke?
Boy, the way that these games were going before this, I would not have expected this. But, hey, I'm happy to call some goals. High scoring, lots of action so far in this game, back and forth. I don't think it's been a 3-goal margin. I think it's been much more even than the score would indicate right now.
Yeah, although the Blackbirds have been coming and they've been getting some quality scoring chances and seizing the opportunities.
At center ice, Reiser sends it towards the Thunder bench. And now an opportunity, a shot from the slot. Nice save there. That was number 15, Jared Jumatny, that fired that shot on goal, and a big save by Zach Zumiski to maintain a 3-goal lead for his team.
Yeah, Montney had a little steam on that shot.
Forrest with it now. Forrest this time gets it more towards center. Backhanded and out, cleared by the Blackbird defense. Eric Forrest chases it down, turned over, an opportunity for Conchar here. Conchar puts it towards the net. Yamada sends it back to his teammate. And along the near boards here, and now cleared all the way towards the Thunder bench. Dumped back in. 6:10 to play in the third period. Bloomington needs to clear here. The Blackbirds starting to pinch in. They do get it out to the Thunder. At center ice, John Bondy sends it back in for the Blackbirds. Working hard and
offsides. Yeah.
Offsides there. Good effort to get it in, but they say offsides there, so the Blackbirds will have to regroup. The
right,
faceoff
Luke,
will come into neutral zone.
I know I'm going to jinx it, but at the 5:51 mark remaining in the third period, we haven't had one power play, right?
We have not. It's
okay.
Been a clean game so far.
So I have immediately jinxed it, and we'll see an arm go up here in a minute. If you're Bloomington, you're hoping that arm goes against the Blackbirds at this point.
That would definitely make things interesting. They are chasing 3 goals at this point, but 5.5 minutes to play, so still an opportunity to get back into this game. Luke Karras at center ice, and now skated in. Yamada freezes it there for Bloomington. 5:17 to play in the third period.
Good skating. We've seen some nice skill in this game as well. Seen some great stick handling, some good passing. That 3-on-1 was executed just about perfectly.
We really have. It's the end of the season for these teams. You can tell that they've learned from their coaches. behind the net, a battle for it. Heifel and Donnelly. We've called Donnelly's name a lot. He's been active for the Blackbirds. Carter Anderson as well gets knocked down in front of the Blackbird net. The Blackbirds clear the puck. Chasing it down is number 78, Christian Lively, for the Blackbirds in his own zone. An opportunity shot off the crossbar. Off the crossbar. That's a tough break there for the Thunder. Kept in. Can they get another opportunity like that?
Wow, that was a shot.
The crossbar was the goalie's friend there.
Yes.
And the referees, I didn't hear that whistle, but they stopped play. Must have been offsides again.
They're practicing their mime whistle right
yes.
now.
4:32 to play in the third period. As we said, it's a good crowd. Lots of yelling. Everybody's into it. Maybe they just yelled over the referee's whistle.
It very well could be.
Gruber controls that faceoff. The puck up in the air. And now an opportunity for the Thunder. 3-on-2. Shot goes high. Oh, almost knocked into his own end, own net there by Joey Gruber. It hit off the post. Let's see if the Thunder can take advantage of it, staying in the Blackbirds' end. To the center and skated out. Skated out by the Blackbirds. Eric Forrest to center ice. Dumped in. And 54, Connor Sivic. Loses it. That's Jared Motney with it. Ethan Anderson makes the save in front of his net for the Blackbirds. Still in, though. Another opportunity here. Shot in a slot. Save. The rebound is still loose and cleared out of there. Well, cleared away from the net, not out of the zone. Still in. Daisy knocked away by Gruber. Now Daisy knocked down. 3:15 to play in the third period. Centering pass, no. Daisy from the near boards. The Thunder unable to get a stick on it. And we've got offsides now.
Just couldn't keep it in right at the point there. That was a good play by Montney to bring it out from the corner there. But then as he got closer into the net, he couldn't decide to pass or shoot. And I thought it was more of a shot pass, what he was trying to do there. I was trying to figure out best thing to do, as he did have a man off to the right post. But
we've called Montney's name a lot for the Thunder. And he's definitely a player that's going to be important if the Thunder get back into it in these last few minutes. 6-3 Blackbirds, 2:45 to play in the third period.
Good stick lift there.
And here come the Blackbirds. 47, Ryan Edgerin, and we've got offsides.
I think that was, not sure if that was Swigart with the stick lift there.
That's Camden Swigart for Bloomington with that nice stick lift. In the neutral zone, controlled by the Blackbirds. Now back out. And finally, at 2:20 to play in the third period, it's behind the Thunder net. An opportunity here for, well, they call icing.
Yeah, Swigart was chasing it.
He was chasing, but the referees say that the Blackbirds got to it first. 2:11 to play in the third period. It's been an entertaining game here in the quarterfinals of the Wolves Cup. The Blackbirds lead the Bloomington Thunder 6-3 right now. Faceoff in the near circle in the Bloomington end. Lively, Christian Lively, a shot. It bounces up and ultimately is harmless. Now in front of the net. Nothing there yet. The Blackbirds do keep it in. Bondy keeps it in for the Blackbirds. Nolan sends it back to the far boards for the Thunder. Nolan working hard, and now his teammate Alex Latsky is able to clear it. 2-on-1 opportunity developing here. Murphy with it. Murphy looking to backhand towards center. He does, but knocked away there. And we've got a player down. Oh, no. A minute 33 to play in a third period and an injury for the Bloomington Thunder.
Yeah, he kind of went in awkwardly into the boards there, trying to go after that puck.
So the referee over to check on him, yes.
But, yeah, he definitely hit the corner there awkwardly, chasing after the puck. So we'll have a timeout here by the referees as
yeah, I can see him moving his legs, moving his skates at least.
Looking to see if he could have got the wind knocked out of him as well. A lot of things can happen on that.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, now we're seeing him moving his hands at least. So.
He's getting up.
Sits up.
Good to see him back on his skates.
Yes, that's Mitchell Murphy who will skate off for the Thunder.
Well, Blackbirds will look to finish it off here, just kill the remaining minute 33. Obviously, if you're the Thunder, you're just trying to get quick scores, throw the puck on net as much as possible. But you got to have the puck to throw it on
net. Yeah, that's Donnelly, another effort on his own, getting down there. His backhanded shot saved by Yamada. The rebound still down there, battling for the puck in front of the net. Goal! Carter Anderson.
Is that his second?
That's his second, yes. Carter Anderson, the hard work there, the second chance. He puts it in. It's now 7-3 Blackbirds, a minute and 19 to play in the third period.
Here's your goal scorer, Carter Anderson. He had a nice dance at the end of that goal, too.
Yes.
Good fist pump.
He knows how to celebrate. We've seen that on both of his goals. Sivak with it now, gives it off to Allerding in front of the net and frozen there. Nice effort by Kaysen Yamada to save that shot. 1-0-1 to play in the third period in the game. 7-3 Blackbirds.
Things getting a little chippy there,
yes,
in front of the goaltender. Cooler heads prevail.
Yes. Gruber skates in. Joey Gruber for the Blackbirds takes this faceoff. Cleared out of there by the Bloomington Thunder. Number 66, Cole Maynard, chases it down for the Blackbirds. Sends it out towards center ice. And in with a potential 2-on-1 here. Shot, no. Shot goes wide, and it leads to an opportunity here. Luke Karras, a nice glove save there. Big glove save for Zach Zumiski. A baseball infielder, spring training starts, and he could have his job at second base with
that
glove
save. That's right, that's right.
Off the faceoff into the near corner. Ethan Anderson with it there, sends it around. And out come the Blackbirds. Shot goes wide. Chased down by Owen Reisers for the Blackbirds. Now Bloomington with 15 seconds to play. Swigart, one last rush perhaps. Centering attempt, no. Nobody home for that. 5 seconds to play. This will be the last shot. And Kaysen Yamada make himself feel good there. Gets his stick on that to clear it away. Congratulations to the Blackbirds, a 7-3 win here in the quarterfinals of the Wolves Cup over the Bloomington Thunder. The Thunder, though, a nice effort to put three goals up in this game. They had opportunities. A lot to feel proud of for both teams after this game.
Yeah, it was a close game, and then things just kind of got away from the Thunder later on in the second period, Luke. But, you know, we had a good trading goals back and forth in that first period. And they cut into the lead. They got it back down to a two-goal lead, but then the Blackbirds responded right away. So both teams doing the handshake.
Kissing the handshake. We'll be back for our second game on Chicagoland Sports Radio after this. The final score of our first game, Blackbirds 7, Bloomington Thunder 3.